Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The mole had long wanted to make the acquaintance of the badger. He seemed, by all accounts, to be such an important personage and, though rarely visible, to make his unseen influence felt by everybody about the place. The badger in the classic children's novel, Wind in the Willows, is for many people their first and only encounter with a badger. But Hoosiers may be surprised to learn that this burrowing mammal is native to our state. Badgers are not seen often. They're nocturnal creatures that live mostly underground. And boy, is the badger born to dig. The badger is built close to the ground with short legs and a broad body that can reach up to 35 inches long, including its short, bushy tail. Its short, coarse fur is overall silver-gray in color, but has a very distinctive white stripe running from its nose over the top of its head and sometimes down its back. Large foreclaws are useful for attacking prey such as pocket gophers, moles, and voles, as well as expanding its den or set. Badger dens usually come with an extensive tunnel system that may be built around abandoned homes of other burrowing animals, such as the fox. The badger is quick to growl, bear its sharp teeth, and emit a foul, musky odor if provoked. Badgers are an endangered species in Indiana. It is illegal to harm or kill them, so it may be best to stay away. We wouldn't want the badger to be just a fictional character, would we?
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the badger and other endangered species is available at nature.org/Indiana.